Tamina's sorority sits at a Toronto area food court and picks through vegetables and rice. She decided to become a vegetarian some months ago after learning that one of her close friends gave it a go. But it hasn't been easy for the 21-year-old psychology student. For one thing, she says her family and friends are taking her seriously. Even her older sister can't quite believe Sorori won't eat meat.
She probably thought I was sneaking meat here and there when people were looking, but no. I mean, she would literally count the, for example, if she would buy chicken burgers, she'd count them in the freezer.
Many vegetarians say people can be quite insensitive to their specific dietary needs. Sorori says she can definitely be put in that same boat now that she is the sole vegetarian in a family of meat eaters.
Sometimes it got me mad because I felt like they weren't taking into consideration the fact that I couldn't eat meat products. And it's hard when your mom, for example, when my mom would cook rice with a side of meat and nothing else, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, great, you're feeding me dry rice? Thanks, you know, what is this, prison?
Or perhaps a form of torture? Sorori thinks her folks are even trying to tempt her in order to test her.
It was kind of like the world was working against me because the one, you know, as soon as I started to become a vegetarian, all the best meats in the world would just, you know, be presented at dinner time.
For her part, Sorori admits there's probably a very good reason why her family isn't buying into her new eating habits completely. After just 2 months of being a vegetarian, she's already informed them that she's going back to eating chicken. Just for a bit, because she misses the taste. Rima Ramul, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.